Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Opening up with The Cure. Welcome, everybody. You know, that is kind of a sad song. This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer with you. Sort of a reverse Dear John, as I recall, from back in the day. Hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. We got ourselves a game day. It is the Edmonton Oilers and the Vancouver Canucks, a jam-packed edition of Oilers Now. We're going to have a lot of discussion about what happened last night, about what happened yesterday with the New York Rangers organization, coming up with three of our guests today. Two of them did the job. All three of them played in the National Hockey League. Excuse me, coming up on today's show, it's our, the usual suspects on Thursday. Longtime NHL enforcer, now an excellent color man in NHL hockey on Rogers, specifically the Oilers broadcast. He'll be on the call tonight with Jack. That is NHL hockey on Rogers analyst, former Edmonton Oiler Louis DeBrusque. At 105 today for our friends from Canadian Power Pack, longtime NHL goaltender based in New York City, where all hell broke loose last night, from the NHL Network, a man who you might hear his name in a different role coming up shortly at some point, Kevin Weeks. And at 135, the former heavyweight champion of the National Hockey League, George Larocque, who, of course, is an Edmonton sporting icon based in Montreal. Oilers Now is the show. It's brought to you daily by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Edmonton, Vancouver, the Oilers are going to make some changes. The Canucks obviously significantly challenged getting through the effect of a massive COVID outbreak that knocked them off the ice for about 3 weeks. We'll have a complete preview coming up with some thoughts from some of the participants in tonight's game, including Oilers head coach Dave Tippett, Adam Larson, Josh Archibald, in the Oilers Now Audio Vault section for Direct Workwear. We'll have our top story for us. We'll get to the lineup report for North 49 home inspections as well. You can reach us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Find everything you'll need for your next flooring project at 143rd Street and 111th Avenue, or at ashleyfinefloors.com. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Brendan Escott's a huge part of the show. He's available at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. Yo, Brendan, I got a question for you. Do you have any challenges with allergies at all?
Fortunately not. Like seasonal allergies or otherwise, I'm clear.
Yeah, we have three cats and one dog in the house. We went on a road trip 3 or 4 years ago. My wife said, look, I want to rescue a cat. And I'm like, well, we already have a cat. She's go, yep, I want to rescue another cat. And I said, well, Kath, I have a minor, irritable, allergy to the cats. And, I came back and she decided to rescue two cats. So we now have three cats. Now the problem is I like animals a lot. And so, sometimes, specifically at this time of the year, I tend to get some challenges. And today I look like Rocky Balboa heading down to the rink, because I had a massive reaction around about 9:30, and had to, I don't want to use the name of the drug maker, but I pounded a couple, and the face, it's not exactly like I'm a handsome man to begin with, but Yeah, hurting for certain. So for those of you out there that occasionally have these sort of challenges, I'm sure you can appreciate what occurs there. It was like, Brennan, I kid you not, I could not stop sneezing for about, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes. It was one of those ones. I know what people are going to say, Stoff, just get rid of the cats. That's not happening in the Stoffer household. I have a wife, a son, a daughter, 3 cats, a dog. Gail Sayers had a book called I Am Third. In my house, I'm about eighth, and that just comes with the territory. And I'm sure there's lots of other husbands that could totally relate, and they're probably laughing a little bit about that right now as well. All right, let's have some fun. Let's get to it. A couple different topics. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Get your AC today. No payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling, they got right after it last night, the Rangers. It was a those sort of things happen. And what a crazy day in New York City. John Davidson, one of the most respected men in the league, was part of turnarounds in St. Louis and Columbus, where they built pretty competitive teams based on drafting and developing. Went down that path with the New York Rangers. Jeff Gordon, well-respected, hand-picked GM for the Rangers, spent years sort of caddying as an understudy to Glenn Sather in New York City. Rangers got a lot of skill, but they got pushed around by Tom Wilson on Monday night. They didn't have much of a response, and boom, James Dolan, the owner of the team, Glenn Sather back in the mix. He was on the conference call today. I know that a couple people said he bore a striking resemblance to Colonel Sanders with his look. They decided to make a change. And the Rangers, you have to know that there was probably some communication before that game that there needed to be a response. 3 fights in the opening second of the game. 6 fights overall in the first 5 minutes. Rangers don't have a lot of guys that could fight. Washington's got a big, heavy, tough team. I'm going to tell you this right now for fans that are down on Zach Cassian, and he's had a quiet time since signing that 4-year contract extension. Would not surprise me, depending upon what happens here, if Pittsburgh or the Rangers or even Boston, who've got extra left wingers, especially if they re-sign Taylor Hall and are short on the right side, I can see all three of those organizations getting in on Cassian. And then the response to that would be, well, wait a sec here. Maybe teams still need to take care of business themselves. So I'm going to bring you back in here, Brendan. You saw what happened last night. It wasn't pretty. The end result with TJ Oshie scoring a hat trick just after the passing of his father was a wonderful story that got overshadowed by the Rangers' response. What did you think of it all last night? Is that too old school, or was it the requisite response that should have occurred with the New York Rangers Hockey Club?
Well, I think it's the reminder that we get every, 3 or 4 or 5 years, and the gap seems to widen each and every time. But the NHL has line brawls in modern hockey. This isn't that uncommon, and usually it seems to stem from an incident where it wasn't handled properly in the first place. So now, rather than the black eye of having, your resident suspension magnet, Tom Wilson, just getting suspended again. And I don't know whether they avoided that because of the contractual obligations with the NHLPA or if they genuinely thought that he shouldn't sit games. But we know, Bob, that if he wasn't in that game last night and if there was discipline handled in the first place, it wouldn't have come to that. And obviously that's not the look Gary Bettman is going for, dropping the gloves right off the opening face-off. So this is a horrible black stain. And I honestly think, if I may wrap this up with this, the New York Rangers probably knew exactly what kind of response the league was going to have to issue to that statement and how ridiculous it was going to look in the public eye. And we found out today that exactly the discrepancy, I guess, in those two totals.
Yeah, they got suspended $250,000. Maybe I'm old school. I kind of think the Rangers needed to do something in light of what occurred. When I bartended at Moe's Sports Parlor, when it was one of the fun places in town to go to in the mid-1990s, I could have grabbed about 15 guys out of that bar on a Friday or Saturday night that would have been willing to go on the ice and throw down. I'm sorry, that's just how guys were back then. There's less of that. I know, Brendan, we've joked about the fact that, you have kids today that have never been in a fight growing up, and whereas conversely, 25, 30 years ago, if you moved, and my family moved a bunch of times, and hey, I'm not going to be Tommy Tough Guy here. I lost more than I won. I will tell you that it's just a little bit different time. But I personally thought You know what? Even though the Rangers were outmatched in that regard and didn't really have the sort of wherewithal to handle it, okay, good. Now, that said, does it reinforce the need for some form of enforcement? And that is a question I'm going to ask you for the Ashley Fine Floors text line today. Do you need to make sure you have some of that in your lineup? Text us at 780-496-0063. If the league is not going to legislate against the actions of a guy like Tom Wilson, do you need to make sure you have functional toughness? Let me know what you think. 780-496-0063. Of course, you can call us on the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. We got a lot of industries and businesses that are in full-blown shutdowns right now or significantly impaired in terms of their ability, the majority of which are in private sector, may I add, that are significantly challenged right now. What I will tell you is when the province returns to action, so too will the River Cree Resort and Casino. Now, let's get to our Oilers Now lineup report. We got ourselves a game. It is presented by North 49 Home Inspections, professional and thorough home inspections for the Edmonton Oilers. The Edmonton Oilers will make some changes. Edmonton comes in with a record of 32-17-2. They're plus 32 in goal differential this season. They're 15-10 at home. The Oilers are 5-2 against the Vancouver Canucks, who are 7-13-1 away from Rogers Arena in Vancouver. Vancouver's, after the two losses to Edmonton, are now 12-12-2 at home. Connor McDavid will start the game with Leon Draisaitl and Jesse Puljujärvi. McDavid has 7 goals, 14 points in 7 games against Vancouver. He's plus 5. Draisaitl has got 3 goals, 14 points in 7 games against Vancouver and is plus 10 in the 7 games against the Canucks this season. Puljujärvi on the right side of that line. Another night for RNH. With Cahoon and Yamamoto. Kyler Yamamoto just 1 goal in his last 22 games. Morning skate today, James Neal and Alex Chiasson were with Ryan McLeod, which made me go, interesting, because that could set up a situation where the Oilers could theoretically roll with, come playoff time, Devin Shore with Jujhar Kerr and Josh Archibald, which was a very effective lineup for Edmonton during stretches of the season. Tonight, it'll be Jujhar Kerr centering, Josh Archibald on the left side. Patrick Russell draws back in. In the morning skate today, in the starters net was Mikko Koskinen, and they had 8 defensemen on the ice, so 4 sets of 2. Darnell Nurse, Tyson Barrie, and William Lagesson and Evan Bouchard were on the side with the starting goaltender, which is why many of us listed Nurse, Barrie, Kulikov, Larson, Lagesson and Bouchard, and then Jones and Bear. Jones and Bear were in the Mike Smith end of the ice, who is not starting tonight. So anyways, afterwards, Dave Tippett subsequently confirmed that it will be Jones and Bear and not Lagesson, Bouchard starting in between the pipe. But that's a bit of the rationale for why the D pairings were listed the way they are. Mikko Koskinen's 12-11 this year, a 2.99 goals against average and a .905 save percentage. Edmonton with the number one ranked power play in the NHL, 9th in goals for, 9th in goals against as of the last game. Vancouver's going to bring the exact same lineup tonight as they had against the Oilers, and that's partially because they got about 8 injured forwards or guys dealing with things, obviously the biggest of which is Elias Pettersson. He's been out with a wrist challenge. Ferland has had a concussion, hasn't played a game this year. Beagle, Roussel, Sutter has an upper body challenge. Jake Virtanen on a leave. I would say it's indefinite until the end of the season. Tyler Motte and Mark Michaelis all out of lineup for Vancouver. Edler had been with Schmidt, Hughes, and Hamonic, their top 2 defense pairings. Their top 2 lines have been Horvat and Pearson with Lind and Miller, Hoglander and Besser. Boy, they were all over J.G. Miller after that performance the other night. That's the Oilers Now lineup report brought to you by North 49 Home Inspections. Into the audio vault for Direct Workwear, supporting local and Canadian manufacturers in Edmonton and online at directworkwear.com. The Oilers have moved some players in and out of the lineup. Dave Tippett was asked today about his philosophy on resting players.
There's the odd time, depending on some injury bumps, and you know, you might have a guy that's banged up a little bit that would be playing normally, but you might give him a day off. But the days of resting guys don't want days off. They want to keep playing, and you have to keep your team engaged and playing. I'm not a big fan of resting guys and then you think you're just going to pick it up again in the playoffs. That's not the way it works. You got to keep your game pushing ahead. You got to, every day you work on your game, you make sure that things are in place for when you go into the playoffs, you feel good about your game. So we're not going to sit here and just rest guys and pull guys out and allow our team to go flat and then try to pick it up again. We're going to keep pushing our group.
There you go. That is Dave Tippett. And maybe it's a little, Brendan, maybe a little bit different just in the sport, the mindset, right? You have load management. It's obviously a big factor in the NBA, how things are done. Conversely, and I get it, the two sports are different, and the star players in basketball play a higher percentage of minutes, but it is not in the intuitive nature of hockey players to want to come out of the lineup. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It takes away from the enjoyment of the sport of basketball, tuning in on a nightly basis and not seeing the stars. Hockey, we know, is a very different angle.
Absolutely. All right. You can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. I asked the question, do you still need functional toughness in your lineup? Randy out of Brooks. We got multiple guys at Texas from Brooks each day. Without question, you need that element, particularly for the playoffs. Just last night, listening to the Senators' Habs game, the broadcasters were describing how the Canadians were targeting Stützle of the Ottawa Senators. Well, Ottawa's got some guys. They've got some size. You know what? Ottawa's going to be an interesting team to watch here in the future. Another texter comes in on the Ashley Fine Floors text line and says, Bob, toughness is always needed in a league. You don't need anybody from the other teams running around like Wilson taking shots at your star players. The stars need protection, and if you don't have somebody to step it up, your team is going to be in trouble. Intimidation is still part of the game and will always be so. Another texter, Carson, says, Bob, the Oilers can't trade Cassian unless you're bringing in more skilled muscle. Oilers are getting lighter and lighter, but need to keep a heavyweight type around, in my opinion. Nurse is a guy you want on the ice and not in the box, and Kerr has got his bell rung a little too often lately. You need a guy like Cassian to mix it up and stand up to losers like Wilson. Well, I can tell you right now, every team in the league would want Tom Wilson on their team. There you go. JD says, Bob, every team in the NHL should have a designated heavyweight similar to a designated hitter in the Major League Baseball. Mason Gertzen's from Drayton Valley. He briefly played for the Edmonton Oil Kings. Not an option for the Rangers to recall because he injured his hand in a fight, I was told yesterday. I even had somebody ask me a couple days ago about Cade McNally of the Seattle Thunderbirds, who's a real tough kid. I mean, these are guys that maybe go on the ECHL route. And I mean, you take a look at Gertzen, started in the ECHL. McNally might do the same thing. Limited guys that can really go. And we're not producing the same sort of power forwards today in the NHL that we used to a number of years ago. I think that's a given. So it's going to be interesting to watch. And I think that we might – Cassian, to me, is going to be an interesting one. Can he get back up and running for the playoffs, and how effective will he be? Connor McDavid is in the pursuit of 100 points. Of course, he's got five games left. He's got 93 points at this time. Dave Tippett back into the Oilers Now Audio Vault had this to say in the team's respect for McDavid's pursuit of 100 points.
He wants to be the leader. We're talking about getting our team game in order. He's the leader of that. He wants to keep pushing that way. He knows his responsibility on our team, and he just wants to keep playing. If the 100 points happens, it happens. If not, it's I don't think it's a big deal to him, but our focus on our group is making sure our team game is in order. I'm sure his teammates in there would love to see him, you know, get 100 points. That's just being a good teammate. I mean, those are things that they recognize what Connor does for our team. So they'd love him to get that, to get the 100 point. But our main focus, and I know Connor's main focus, is making sure our team is playing well going to the playoffs.
All right, one of the areas that's really picked up for Edmonton has been on the penalty kill. I know Cam Moon passed me this note along. Last 17 games, the Oilers' penalty killing is 37 for 40. That's 92.5%. Here's Josh Archibald on the Oilers' PK.
Yeah, I think we've definitely taken a big step in the right direction. Obviously, we're still fine-tuning things, like I said, but at the same time, you know, we're head and shoulders above where we were at the beginning of the year, and I think that's just kudos to, you know, our coaching staff and the players that are on the penalty kill. You know, obviously, we did struggle, and we took it upon ourselves to you know, just get back at it and get things back to where they're supposed to be. And, you know, we're moving in the right directions going into playoffs.
1226 in Edmonton into NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. Company branded apparel, products, and awards all created in-house. Shop local at Edmonton owned and operated ElitePromoMarketing.com. Back in the 630 Chad Studios. Brendan Escott.
Five other games tonight in the league, including Montreal visiting Toronto from the North Division. The New York Rangers, if you missed the top of the show, were fined $250,000 for the statement they released calling for George Parros essentially to be fired. Chris Drury is now the team's new president and general manager after John Davidson and Jeff Gorton were let go yesterday for performance reasons. Nothing to do with the statement. Okay. Pavel Buchnevich now has a hearing with the league for cross-checking Anthony Mantha during what's I've heard referred to as the melee at Madison last night. Over 100 penalty minutes in the first period there. Bakersfield Condors beat Colorado 2-1 at home last night. Stuart Skinner earned the win between the pipes. Cooper Marody, Adam Cracknell with the scoring there. An off day today. They'll run it back tomorrow against the Eagles in Bakersfield. The Oil Kings will wrap up their regular season on the road in Medicine Hat tonight. And Team Canada got past Sweden 8-1 in the semifinals of the U18 World Hockey Championship. They will face Russia in tonight's gold medal game, 7 p.m. from Frisco, Texas.
Connor Bedard has been all world as a 15-year-old in that tournament. Had a hat trick yesterday against Sweden. That was a 2-1 game. Off the top of my head, late in the second period. Quick texter here, and you can text us at any time, 780-496-0063. Keeping a goon in the roster is just a cop-out that allows the NHL to justify its failures. Well, we're going to have more discussion about this with a guy who played the enforcer role. We got a couple of them on today's game. Three former players on the show right after the other. Louis DeBrusque, Kevin Weeks, George LaRocque, all coming up after a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.